Welcome back to the Voices of Veritas podcast. I'm Candace Pritz, Community Relations with Veritas Christian Academy, and I'm here today with Mrs. Allison Burdett and Mrs. Debbie Reed of our School Within a School program. Today, they will be sharing with us how School Within a School support uses the principles of classical Christian education within the grammar, logic, and rhetoric schools of Veritas. Let's tune in.
To me, classical education is teaching the nature of the subject to the nature of the student. And the greatest thing we do is we teach these kids how to learn. We help them master skills.
We give them the tools and skills so they can learn all the subjects.
So, but the greatest thing, I think, the first step in what we teach kids is, are we learning? And how do I learn? So I want a child to start, because a child can leave a classroom and not even realize that they didn't learn anything. So we get them to start to say, well, what was that about? How could you put it in your own words? So I actually will do a self-assessment with the kids and see what their perspective is of how they learned. And then I show them my perspective, and we'll work together and see where their strengths and where their weaknesses are. And kids can handle their weak areas when they see their strong areas. Now we have somewhere to start, and we start looking at different tools. Paraphrasing, putting things in your own words, shows that you really did understand that paragraph. Trying to memorize a list of words is a lot harder than trying to memorize something that you know what you're saying. So it's amazing to watch kids progress once they realize that the learning is up to them. It's for them to do. So again, just as these teachers in the classroom are teaching kids skills, the Bible as literature classes is a great one to work with, because they're mastering these skills of how to study literature and how to see what the author is really trying to say past the written word. The literature classes in our logic school and rhetoric school are very classical. So for me, I see how kids learn to think more abstractly in those courses. So they're learning, as the teacher's teaching them, these skills to master what they're looking for, and then how all these things point to the theme of what the author's trying to say. So we're teaching children how to think. What's more valuable than that? That you're teaching adults now. We're going to give the world adults that can think for themselves, defend what they believe. And we take the kids that have challenges, and we get them to where they can do this also.
We as a staff read the Introduction to Classical Education, which is a guide for parents, and met one Saturday morning to talk about the book, but specifically in relation to the different areas that we teach. So how do we teach classically from what we learned in this book in our different areas? And it was really interesting to see how we all came up with more information than we would have ever dreamed or imagined, that we teach very classically, very much so. And I think for me, it was even very enlightening to hear how we teach classically socially. I don't think we all had wrapped our brain around that exactly. We have a social skills program. And so the more we talked about it, the more we realized communication is a huge part of Veritas, because we are training these kids to be great speakers and communicators. And that is what we do in social skills. And there's a lot that goes with that. So one thing is, we work on thinking about others and the thoughts they have about you. Well, that is something, is a Christian aspect too, of not thinking so much about self, but thinking of others first. And what's going on around you. Asking questions. The virtues of goodness and beauty. We talked about that. Language, how language has meaning and it bears fruit. So the language you speak has a meaning, and you have to be really careful about what you speak, because that's going to bear some kind of fruit and have some kind of effect. The give and take of language. We talked about communication and how we talk about how to communicate with others, and that you can't be the only one doing the communicating, and you have to be a good listener. You have to be able to hear other people's opinions as well as give your opinions. You have to make sure you are communicating yourself accurately, effectively. We even talk about body language with that, the eye contact, speak clearly. So when we were going through that, we were like, wow, that's not just something about social skills and kids with autism, but it's something that we want every kid at Veritas to have, are those skills. Would you agree, Ms. Reed?
Yes, and that's exactly what they learn as they go into, especially the rhetoric school, how to be able to express what they're trying to say in an intelligent way. So mm-hmm. we're not only teaching them certain things, but we're teaching them how to defend what they believe. This book has a statement in it that says, education is the making of a man, not the training of a man to do things. And as soon as I read that, I went, that's us. That's mm-hmm. us, because we're training learners. We're training kids, especially kids who have maybe been discouraged before and think, oh, I'm not as smart as my classmates. And we show them and give them confidence to see that they can learn too. You know, mm-hmm. they might take a few different steps. They might have to go about it a different way. They might have to work a lot harder at it. But we are building learners. We're teaching them that the process is more important than the product. It's not about, like the statement says, it's not about the training just to do something. It's about the making of that person mm-hmm. as a learner.
And then also with children who have learning differences, you know, we're teaching the child as a whole. So not just focusing on these challenges, but what are your gifts and talents that God has given you? And we want to make sure that we focus on that as well, their inherent worth that God has given them.
The one thing about school and school, I think, is so awesome is that we're part of the team with the teacher and the parents. And as the teachers, in the logic and the rhetoric schools are taking this, all this knowledge our kids have learned in grammar school and comprehension. Now we're moving into how to apply that knowledge. You see that a lot in our logic school and analysis, synthesis, and then evaluation. That's a challenge for a lot of our kids that have challenges in reading or auditory processing or just slow processors, working memory. That so we can work with the teacher, and we have really incredible teachers here who are constantly coming down and saying, how can I present this better? How can I teach this in a way that this student might grasp it? So they're also learning how to teach to different types of learners. As we are teaching our different types of learners how they learn the best. So it's a back and forth process, which is really a neat thing to watch.
This summer we did a dyslexia simulation with our lower school teachers, where they had to go through different stations and better understand what it feels like to have dyslexia. Reading, spelling, an auditory lecture, which is really tough for some of our kids. And a lot of the teachers were very moved by that. And it's really important for them to be in that same space as their kids. If you can't experience something, you often don't understand it. Was we left the teachers with what we called red flags. And we set up a system where, you know, they each have a list. If your student has four or more of these signs, then, you know, we left a specific system of what they do so that we can do early intervention for kids with autism as well. We're looking at doing the same thing because we need to get in there and start early with them. And they have been using those. We also adopted a new reading and spelling curriculum with the Wiltson curriculum. And the teachers have just raved about that, that it, especially in first grade, that it's made a real difference in, you know, in how the kids are learning and the hands-on. And so it's been really exciting because it's kind of a in the family of the Orton-Gillingham. So it kind of fits really nicely with that. And you mentioned the parent connection. I mean, it's a connection with home too. And so I think we probably talk to our parents a whole lot. I know we do, because we're supporting them, provide information for them. Like recently we had a parent informational night where we could have a parent who had already been through the process come in and share with our parents. We had a really good turnout for that, and they were encouraged and learned a lot. So learning more about their child's specific learning difference as well as resources and connecting with other people was very important. But that's a big piece, I think, is especially when you are working in this field, you become that connection with the parents is very, very important. And so, as Ms. Reed said at the beginning, the strengths and weaknesses, we do have to address the weaknesses, the challenges, and how we're going to do that. But, you know, for example, dyslexia, you know, sometimes the parents share with the students that they have dyslexia. Sometimes they ask us to do it. And when we do that, we make sure to share with them what are the strengths of having dyslexia. And here are some people out in the world who have been very successful with dyslexia and in math and visual spatial skills. This is your strength. We know this over here, maybe writing might not be so. So we've got to work on that area. But I think just seeing the child as just that unique person, God made them first, loving them first for that is important.
So one thing we do that a lot of schools don't do is we mainstream. So our students are kids that can do this curriculum. They may struggle in certain areas and have certain challenges, but they are mainstreamed, and then they come to us to learn these skills so that they can be successful in the classroom.
And our goal is for them to leave us as independent as possible using the accommodations that they have and that they need. So we work really hard to teach them what those are and how to use them, so that definitely by their senior year, we have a tier system of how many hours a week we would work with the child, that they're a tier one, which is our lowest tier, so that the parents have a good understanding of where their child is and making decisions for past high school, but that that we can see too, how is the student doing independently? So that's our goal. Our goal is to get them as independent as possible.
Advantage, the other advantage we have is we know the curriculum. So when they come back to us and we work with them, we know what it is they need to learn so that we know this, the nature of the student and the nature of the subject, and we can help them work towards mastering that challenge. It has been nice to see over the 16 years I've been here how kids now don't mind coming back there. They want to come back here. Kids come back and ask for help quite often. And I love to see that they don't see that as a bad thing anymore or something to be ashamed of, but they're looking for help, and it shows how much they want to learn. So we don't praise levels of intelligence. We praise hard work, and to show that these hard workers have something to look forward to, and it will pay off eventually.
Thank you so much for joining us today and sharing with us about all the good, true, and beautiful that's happening in School Within a School. Veritas, be on the lookout for future podcasts. If you have something you'd like to hear discussed, feel free to send it to cpritz@veritasnc.org. We hope you have a wonderful day. Thank you.